This is TWiT.
So can you just tell a little bit about what VMware, you know, what they're having to offer here, and what kind of the news that's coming out about VMware? What's their focus?
Sure. I just wanted to, first kind of acknowledge that, wow, this has been a very informative and educational session that I've been listening into you guys, sharing the day's news, because as a consumer, you know, I feel like that you're just inundated with data, like you just mentioned. And so when you think about, you know, all of us as consumers and all the choices that we have, and when we go into the enterprise environment, you know, I'm thinking, you know, is that world different? You know, you feel like you've entered a walled garden at that point. But the enterprise environment starting to shake up a lot as well. And that's where we are seeing a lot of this digital experience, all, you know, everything we're having with the web and data and mobile and how we consume services sort of come in to the enterprise environment, and people want that same experience. So at VMware, we talk about the concept of a digital workspace. And a lot of our announcements and innovations have really been around, how do you take this consumer behavior that we all are exposed to on a daily basis in our personal lives, and then really translate them in the context of the enterprise? And then what IT can do to make that a lot more secure, a lot more easy for employees.
Right. So, like, we all know that, you know, employees, they have this simple way they want to access. They want to access a wide range of applications and devices and so on. How are some of your solutions, for instance, from a digital workspace perspective, how is it helping those types of organizations, those types of consumers and end users?
Absolutely. So when I joined VMware, you know, at the end of the day as an employee, you really want to access the application you need when you need it, right? And it may be based on your job. You're at your desk, or it may be if you're in sales, you're out on the site. So there's really a breadth of applications that employees are using. In fact, we see that employees want to bring in their own devices, but they also want to sometimes bring in their own applications. So if they're kind of fed up with the old way of working, where it's sort of like I update a spreadsheet, then I email it, I save it, but I want to do all of this in real time, and I just want to go out and source a cloud-based document or a cloud-based sort of project tool, they're starting to bring in their own applications as well. At the same time, the more the number of devices that I use as an employee, the more the number of applications I use, think about the number of passwords I have to manage. And if I'm ideally an evolved consumer and employee, my password's a little more complicated than 1, 2, 3, 4. So again, you're kind of balancing something that's simple with, you know, making sure that you're not compromising security along the way. So we have a platform, you know, where we deliver a single catalog experience where employees can access any of the applications that they need access to through this Workspace ONE platform. And they can really access it on any of the devices that they choose. So I'm sitting at my desk. I want to access my benefits application. I go in there, single sign on in, and I can access that application. I don't need to refer to my sticky note for my password anymore. And then I'm on the road. I realize the deadline has passed, or I'm very close to where that expense report needs to be approved. I can still access that on my mobile device as well. And it's very seamless. It's as easy as downloading something from an app store, or as easy as just going to a browser. So that's really the power of what we deliver. And the ability to do that irrespective of the app, whether it's a modern mobile app, a cloud app, or even your legacy Windows apps that we deliver through our virtualized portfolio.
Right. So you talk a little bit about some of the things that these solutions have, especially in a digital workspace perspective. You know, when we talk about a well-designed digital workspace, what does it look like? What does it offer? And you had some examples there. Does it help reduce my cost? How does it do that? And does it increase my security? How does it do that? You know, how does it allow me to bring my own device? That kind of thing.
Right. So a very important step is really thinking about, your employees are no longer all sitting in headquarters. Not everyone goes into IT when they join in, and then they're given a laptop. Mostly now, people are dispersed across the globe. Whether it's a retailer, whether it's a doctor in a healthcare setting, in many cases, they're not even employees of the company. In that case, what the digital workspace does is provides a very easy way to provision those devices. It provides a very cloud-centric way to deliver services, to deliver applications and security to those endpoints across the board, wherever that employee may be. At the same time, it really allows for IT for one place to access the, you know, to manage access control. At the end of the day, what you're trying to do is you want to keep the bad actors out, but you want to make sure you don't let security get in the way of your employees accessing the information they need and when they need it. So you want to make sure that the policies you design are the ones that allow the flexibility so that they give employees access to the apps, but then they don't compromise security. So the digital workspace also makes sure that there is that one place to apply policies in a very consistent fashion. And at the end of the day, it's about self-service too. Every time you adopt a new technology, you don't want to create an IT headache where you're now getting a lot more help desk calls and now you're just, solving issues. So you want to make sure that you can deliver all this new technology, the new applications, the new devices, in a way such that it's easy for the employee in a very self-service sort of mode. So you can lessen some of that burden on you as IT organizations.